In this podcast, I tackle the thorny issue of, is bonsai art? You know, if you're active on any of the internet bonsai forums or Facebook or in any of the groups, the question, is bonsai art, often raises its head. And it's, you know what, on a regular basis. The question that never seems to arise is at a club session or over a beer with friends. I fear that some people have too much time on their hands. Art is generally understood to be the expression or application of human creative skill and imagination, typically in a visual form such as a painting or sculpture, producing works to be appreciated primarily for their beauty or emotional power. Well, I would say bonsai does fit comfortably into this definition, except where practitioners do not use their imagination. So at which point does bonsai become art? I posed this question to a friend who's a curator of an art gallery, and his answer actually proved persuasive. He said anything could be art. What elevates it is how it is curated and how the viewer interprets what is presented. And here we perhaps have one answer to the question. There is a vast difference between a tree on a bench in your garden and the tree displayed with consideration and imagination. Dedicated bonsai artists view the displays at flower shows as not in keeping with the tradition of displaying bonsai in the classical style. Flower shows, by their very nature, are horticultural events, with trees being presented as specimens in regimented lines, often with one above the other, with no consideration to the necessary space required to appreciate the beauty of a tree. Well, that's what we as esteemed bonsai artists would like to present our work, not, you know, as a specimen, but actually as a piece of work, of our work. So, the display of a tree in a tokonoma honours the work of the artist and requires the viewer to contemplate the whole scene. Some recent exhibitions have taken huge strides in presentation. Bonsai on a Dark Stage, for example, the work of Robert Stevens, the work he's doing with the International Bonsai Biennial, When Art and Culture Meets Through Bonsai, are showing an inventive and inspiring approach. You know, I'm concerned we take ourselves a bit too serious. Introducing a fun element into our displays can help engage new audiences and a wider appeal for bonsai. That is not to say that the bonsai element can be anything less than perfect, and the focus should always be on the tree. So here we go. So perhaps the biggest question is, can an individual bonsai be an art form? There are thousands of examples of unusual shapes and abstract forms of bonsai. Could they be considered as art? You know, and here's the dilemma. If we follow the idea that we recreate trees in miniature as seen in nature, then it is not art, it's imitation. But it becomes art when it's presented imaginatively and in context. Anyway, to round off, should we really care whether bonsai is art? What we should care about is how our work is curated and presented. And that, to me, is the important thing. And that's why when exhibitors go to great lengths to build good staging, light things properly, give enough space for people to stand back and look at the trees, it's at that point, that's when it becomes art. And you know, we've only got to thank all of those people that make the effort of putting on good bonsai shows, good exhibitions, the display trees well, and honour the work and effort that the artists have put into the creating of those trees. Hey, thanks for listening.